The short documentary film Colette is on the short list for an Academy Award. It tells the story of Colette Morin-Catherine, who, beginning at the age of 14, served in the French Resistance during World War II, along with her mother, an older brother. Her brother, Jean-Pierre, was captured by the Gestapo and sent to a German labor camp, where he died. Colette vowed never to go to Germany. But then, in 2019, at the age of 90, she agreed to make a journey to the camp where her brother was murdered. She was accompanied by a young 17-year-old historian, Lucie Fubul, who was doing research on Jean-Pierre. I recently spoke with Colette through an interpreter, and I asked her why she and her family took the risk of serving in the resistance.
It's very simple. My mother came from Lorraine, and she was 14 during the First World War I. She lost her father and her two brothers, and she was really anti-Germany, and the whole family was not keen at all for the Nazis settling into France.
And you were very young when you served in the French resistance against the Nazis. Tell me about that experience. What did you do?
I was writing down the number on the plates and the number of German trucks that were passing by so that we would know how many trucks would be on the front lines.
Mm-hmm. And it's been so many years. What do you remember about your relationship with your brother?
My brother was 3 years older than me, and he was also very much in advance for his age. So I had a lot of admiration for him. Hmm.
Well, after he was captured by the Nazis, they brought him to a death camp near Nordhausen, Germany, where he was unfortunately murdered. And in the years since, I understand that you've refused to step foot into Germany until just recently. Why did you change your mind?
It was to pay tribute to the memory of my brother. And I was not alone. I was with Lucie. We were very protected and away from the eyes of the tourists.
When you finally crossed over the border into Germany and you were there for the first time, what did it feel like?
Suddenly, when I heard all around me that everybody was speaking German, I felt as if I was back into 43, 42, 43, 44. I was suddenly put back into the time when France was occupied. But I must say as well, I want to make a big difference between the Nazis and Germany. I know it's two different countries.
Soon afterwards, you and Lucie are walking through areas of the concentration camp where your brother was forced to work and where he died and where he was cremated. Did you feel as though that experience gave you some closure to go to those places?
Not a closure at all. On the contrary, it has reopened the wound.
Well, that's what I want to understand, actually. I speak to you as a person who is more than 50 years younger than you, and it struck me in the film in that time when you were going through that difficult experience, I could feel the emotion and the pain inside you coming back. And it struck me that you've been hanging on to that pain for so many decades in your life, and the sorrows you've been carrying with you for so long were still so fresh.
Nobody can come out intact from such a journey. Those people who are saying that they've been into a concentration camp and they can talk about it with a light tone, these people, I can't understand them, because nobody can go to a concentration camp, see the site, and come out intact.
Well, time is passing so fast, and you and others will not be around forever to tell your stories. So what do you want the world to know and to remember about what happened to you and your brother and millions of others during the war?
To the young generation of all the world, I want to tell them courage, because we can see that now there's more and more inequalities, discrepancies between people. So you will need to find courage to fight against this. And we could see in World War II was the absolute horror. And I would like to tell them, never again, never again. Please, never again something like this. Have the courage to fight against inequalities.
Colette Marine Catherine, the star of the documentary, Colette, thank you so much.
So Peter, Colette is inviting you to take the tea at her place in Normandy whenever you come over.
I would love that. That would be amazing.
And she wants to tell you that she sends her love.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
And that was the producer of the film, Alice Druyar, who provided our interpretation.